This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The body of Sergeant Bill Hoosier has been brought home to Santaquin just a day after he was killed in the line of duty.
He was top-notch officer.
People lined over passes on I-15 and Main Street in Santaquin to pay their respects. We begin our coverage in the line of duty with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
It's not hard to see the impact Sergeant Hoosier had on the community of Santaquin. As a corporal, he led a high school internship program, mentoring young people and building relationships with the department. Police Chief Rod Hurst describes him as a great example.
Sergeant Hoosier was one of those guys that was really squared away. He was a by the book, right and wrong. Even had the flat top haircut to go along with it.
When he was named Santaquin Employee of the Month 2 years ago, the city asked him what he liked most about police work, and he said, making a difference. He was promoted to sergeant just this past February. Sergeant Hoosier leaves behind his wife of 29 years, two daughters and their husbands, and a baby granddaughter. He was 50 years old. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Jenny Taylor lost her husband, the mayor of North Ogden, in the line of duty in Afghanistan in 2018. She joined us minutes ago to provide some insight into the shock and the all-encompassing grief that family members deal with when they lose a loved one this way.
There's a certain element of anticipation when you're in a profession like law enforcement or military that you know your life is truly offered every single day when you go to work, but I think you still never really think that what's going to happen. So the shock, the outpouring of love is almost just as shocking as the shock of the news of the death.
However, she says that outpouring of love matters. She says she experienced firsthand the power of prayers and community concern when she lost her husband. You can hear the full interview at KSLNewsRadio.com. And we have a message from Sergeant Hoosier's family this afternoon. This is his brother, Mike.
We take comfort in the outpouring of support we have received from agencies and offices all over the state. Although nothing could never make up for the loss we feel, we take solace knowing that Bill died a hero.
Mike spoke at a news conference in Santaquin this afternoon, at which officials offered up the latest on the investigation into the sergeant's death. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera continues our live coverage from Santaquin City Hall. Eric?
Jeff, it was members of law enforcement as well as family of Sergeant Bill Hoosier gathered at City Hall for that media briefing. But it was Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker with Spanish Fork PD who gave an account of what went down.
The suspect made a U-turn abruptly, deliberately targeting the officers and intentionally hitting both vehicles. He also struck the Santaquin officer, causing fatal injuries.
Slaymaker says the suspect fled the scene and stole another semi-truck at a nearby convenience store. The semi was then found abandoned in Mona, where police say he then stole a Ford pickup. He was spotted in Mount Pleasant and allegedly stole another vehicle. A high-speed chase ensued in Vernal, where he was caught and brought into custody. As the investigation is active with multiple locations, Slaymaker said more information will be coming. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
You know, part of the law enforcement response yesterday was a blue alert, which maybe you'd never heard of before. It's a lot like an Amber Alert. Field Service Supervisor for the Utah Bureau of Criminal ID, Mandy Biesinger, says this system is meant to keep the community safe from a suspect.
The largest thing is awareness for public safety. We don't want to have anyone from the public caught in the crosshair of the situation or to engage with the suspect.
Utah's very first blue alert was sent out since the system was implemented in the state in 2011. This was the first. Santaquin residents are doing everything they can to honor the fallen officer. Kids wore blue to school this morning, and many visited the makeshift memorial outside City Hall. One of them, KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
There's been people pulling over here on Main Street to drop off flowers, cards, teddy bears, American flags, and other gifts on this patrol car sitting out on the front lawn. One woman I spoke to told me in a small city like Santaquin, tragedies like this hit everybody hard. Another man I spoke to, Dennis Chappell, told me,
with something like this, you know, life, you know, becomes a little bit more important.
Chappell hopes this brings the community together and makes everyone stronger. In the next 10 minutes, Utah Congressman Burgess Owens will lead the entire House of Representatives in Washington in a moment of silence honoring the fallen sergeant. The Utah delegation will honor Hoosier's bravery, service, and sacrifice. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Now we turn to Ricky Meese.
Well, the delays are filling in now southbound on Redwood Road in spots as you go from Bluffdale all the way to 2100 North. And for those who are on Pioneer Crossing, delays are breaking up at times, but east and westbound slowdowns are still possible, especially west of I-15 to about Saratoga Road. And then we have delays north and southbound Bangor Highway approaching Shields Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06.